Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, mitzvah 527. The mitzvah relating to Dinei Melchama. As we mentioned the past couple of mitzvahs, this is the third mitzvah out of five in a row dealing with laws of war. We had the Isser of not being scared during war. We had the mitzvah of Meshuach Melchama. And today is general laws of what we have to follow based on what the Torah says and what Chazal tell us regarding various categories of war. If you look at the title of the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Lasos B'Milchemes HaRishus K'Mishpat HaKasuv. It's a mitzvah to follow in wars that are not obligatory K'Mishpat HaKasuv. In Halacha, there are two categories of Milchama. There's Milchemes Rishus and Milchemes Mitzvah. How do you define Milchemes Mitzvah? So for sure, when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, that was a Milchemes Mitzvah in the times of Yehoshua. And that's what Rashi says in the beginning of Sanhedrin, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi says, what's Milchemes Rishus? Kol Milchama Kari Rishus Levad Mi Milchemes Yehoshua Shoisa Lechbosh as Eretz Yisrael. Daf Beis in Sanhedrin. That's Rashi. If you look in the Pirush Mishnayos though here, the Rambam says, there's another one. What about Amalek? Timchez Zerach Amalek. So says Machlokas, Rashi Rambam. Rashi doesn't say Amalek is a Milchemes Mitzvah, of course he has to. So Margolia Sayam says there in Sanhedrin Daf Beis, Rashi must assume or put Amalek as part of Yehoshua's conquering in Eretz Yisrael. After all, Yeshua started it with Amalek originally, says the Margolia Sayam, V'yitachin, the Rashi ba'amro milchemes Yehoshua, kalol bazem milchemes Amalek, shenikra al shmo shel Yehoshua, b'yoso harishon shelacham bo, v'yachlosh Yehoshua samalek v'samalufi charev, as we know, so it must be included. Either way, milchemes mitzvah is the Zayin Amamin, Amalek, and other milchamos of Am Yisrael are milchemes harishus. So that's what this mitzvah, today's mitzvah is about. And first we read the psukim, because even how to understand the psukim is a major machlokas shown him. So what did the Pesukim tell us? We are at Shvi'i in Parsha Shoftim. Kisikrav el'ir lihilachim aleha. When you come close to a city, the karasa eleha l'shalom, you have to call out in peace for it. You have to send out letters. Again, we'll see which melchama we're talking about. V'hayayim shalom tancha ufas chalach. If they answer, fine, wonderful, we want to have peace with you. V'hayakalam animsa bayu l'chalam asavaducha. Then fine, they'll be servants, and they will have to pay taxes. V'im lo tashlim imach, but if they don't act peacefully towards you, if they reject mas and avdus, as we'll see, v'astoimcha milchama v'tzarta aleha, then you fight a war, because they're in Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you this land. And he gave you this land originally, u'nesan Hashem alkecha b'yadecha, Hashem will help you win, v'ikisa es kol zechura l'ficharef. And the males have to be gotten rid of. Rak hanashim v'hatafa behema v'cholu, tavoz loch, the others will be spoils, and you can take the spoils. You do this to all cities that are far from you, that are not from these nations. What does it sound like? Sounds like explicitly he's talking about what we would call Mechemes Rishus. Mechemes Mitzvah is talking about Eretz Yisrael. So the Psukim seem to say these halachas that are mentioned here are specifically by Mechemes Rishus. Because the pasuk continues, Rak me'arei ha'mima eile, only from these nations that are here in Eretz Yisrael, there lo sechaya kol neshama. Ki achrim tachrimim, there we have to obliterate these nations that symbolize evil. Chiti emori pachani prizi uchive avayivusi, lamana shalo yalamdu eschem la'asos, kechol to'avosam, asher asu le'loheim. So we don't follow their abominable ways, v'chatasem la'ashem lo'keichem, and if you bring that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will be a to'eva. So which type of war are we talking about here, and which types of halachos are alluded to here besides the one that are explicit? So let's start off with the beginning of the Sefer HaChinuch, and then we'll get into the details. Really, four different areas of halacha that are included in this mitzvah, as the Sefer HaChinuch is going to mention. But again, it's the mitzvah of laws of milchama. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitztavinu bihilachamnu bi'ir achas mitzad harashus shenirtza lihilachim ba. We are commanded to fight on Milchemes Rishus and follow the laws of Milchemes Rishus. V'zui shenikres Milchemes Rishus. Shenaftiach osam. And what does it say explicitly in the Torah? That we have to send shalom for them first. Shenaftiach osam shalom nahar game im yashlimu imanu v'yilon al avadim. If they agree to our conditions. Klomar ma'alim maslo malkeinu v'kvushim tachaz yadeinu. They can live anywhere else in the world. If they want to live in Eretz Yisrael, so then they have to be servants to Malchus Beis David. V'im lo yashlimu imanu al ha'inyin haniskar, and if not, anu mitzuvin la'rog mehem kol zachar shebe'ir ahi shegiya lepirko v'nikach lanu ataf anashem v'chol shalala. And there are differences between who we have to obliterate in terms of other nations besides the Shivas Amamin, only the men. Okay, before we get to the details, we get to the shorish of the mitzvah. Misharshia mitzvah, the shorish of the mitzvah is obviously, we never want to hurt anybody, and that's why we always have shalom. We send out shalom. Misharshia mitzvah, lefisha midas harachmanus hi midat tova, v'roi lanu zera hakodesh, lehisnaigba, b'chol inyoneinu, gamei ovim ovdei avodah zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that if we let ovdei avodah zarah stay in our land, where we have to be the chosen people, and we have to be inspired by Kadosh Baruch Hu, they will torpedo our relationship with God. They will be poisoned for our relationship with God. So we ask them to go elsewhere, anywhere else on earth, what they can live. And we don't just go in and fight, because we always give the benefit to leave or accept. Not because these over the Avodah Zarah, shofchei damim, many of them, are ra'ui for our kindness, but we are kind, and therefore we must share that kindness with others. That is the message behind the mitzvah, obviously, of sending out shalom. The Rambam quotes this as well, this mitzvah in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Hi a mishpat shenasan lanu b'molchemes shar ha'umos v'yanikres molchemes rishus. Again, molchemes rishus. V'zeki anachnu tzavinu kishenilcham imam shenavticham al nafsham levadim yashlimu imanu v'yitzanu lanu ha'aretzos v'nechayvem laseis lanu masva avdus. Same idea. This mitzvah is about molchemes rishus, says the Rambam, says the Sefer HaChinuch. That seems to be the pashtus of the psukim. And Rashi says it. Rashi says everything here is only talking about molchemes rishus. But molchemes rishus akasim medaber. That's what it means. Kisikar v'aliyah, like it says later on. So far, no machlokas, no controversy. The problem is the Rambam himself. So here we get now into the first halacha that we have to talk about. Midini ha-mitzvah. Masha amru v'zacharnam levracha. Kriyas shalom. Hi b'chol makom. Number one, the schinach holds like the Rambam shita, and that is, kriyas shalom is even by a melchemes mitzvah. Even though the context of this pasuk seems to be Mochemes Rishus later on, but the Kriya L'Shalom, sending out letters in peace, offering peace at first, applies by every type of Melchama. Melchemes Rishus or Melchemes Mitzvah. Says the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Malachim, Ein Osin Melchama Im Adam Ba'olam. We don't fight a war with anybody. Achekaron lo l'shalom. This is a midah of Yadus. The only time we would have a surprise attack is in self-defense. In self-defense, we might have a surprise attack. But otherwise, we don't. We always ask for peace. That is the Jewish trait. Echon melchemes harishos ve'echon melchemes mitzvah. Sheneamar ki sikra v'alir lihilachem olav ha'karatza ilal l'shalom. The Rambam says that first pasuk in our section right here by Shvi applies by all mitzvos, by all melchamos, even melchemes mitzvah. Im hishlimu, and then the Rambam continues, if they're mashlim, and they accept Sheva mitzvah shenitztavu b'nei noach aleihem. They accept the Sheva mitzvos. Ein harkin mehem neshama. V'harehein lamas shenemer yu l'cholamas v'avaducha. They have to accept basically three things, says the Rambam. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, paying taxes, and being servants. If they didn't accept any one of those three, so then that is not called making an agreement. Kiblu alein amas v'lo kiblu ha'avdus. Kiblu ha'avdus v'lo kiblu amas. Ein shomin lahem ashi kablu shneihem. Until both of them plus the Sheva mitzvahs are accepted, that is the Rambam Shita. And the Rambam says, once they agree, asur l'shaker b'brisam. You're not allowed to go against the treaty that one made, if they keep their part. U'l'chazev lahem achar shishlimu v'kiblu Sheva mitzvahs. And the Rambam continues and says, this is exactly what Yeshua ben Nun did. Even though it's not explicit in the text, says the Rambam, it was done, because this is the halacha. Shloshik Savim Shalach Yehoshua Achlo Nichlas La'aretz. Quoting a Yerushalmi. Three letters Yeshua ben Nun sent before he went into Eretz Yisrael. Harishon Shalach Lahem. First he sent, Mi Sherotza Levrach Yivrach. Whoever wants to leave and go anywhere else on earth to live. We have this tiny little sliver of land. That's all we want. You want to go anywhere else? Feel free. The Chazar v'Shalach Lei says number two. Misharotz ala hashlam yashlam. You want to stay there? Fine. You have to play by our rules. The Chazar v'Shalach and number three. You don't want to leave. You don't want to play by our rules. Misharotz ala sos melchama yaseh. That's what happened. And then the Rambam has trouble then explaining why Givon had the whole story in Sefer Yeshua. They had to come in costume and hidden and dress up. We come from a far land. Why didn't they just take one of the first two options? Why they have to come and try to have this trick, the subterfuge? So the Rambam struggles with that. He says they weren't sure what the letters. Anyway, you gotta work this out. The Rambam does not like this. Rambam calls it shibush. The Rambam does not like this explanation of Givon, but this is the Rambam Shita. And the Sefer HaChinuch follows in the Chinuch that we're up to right here. Klomar, Bein Melchemes Mitzvah, Bein Melchemes Rishus, Umelchemes Mitzvah, Hikagon Shivas Amamin Va'amalek, as we mentioned before. V'yakol HaMishlimu, Kiblu Aleim Masvav Avdus, Ukamochen Shekiblu Aleim Sheva Mitzvahs. That is the Rambam Shita. If you look in Rashi, Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi says this whole section is about Melchemes HaRishus. And that's how Rashi is understood by the Mefarshim. By a Melchemes Mitzvah, there is no need for Kriyas Shalom. And that doesn't say it in Sefer Yoshua, right? I mean, the Rambam is reading into the story, but the Rambam says it has to be, because that's what I assume the halacha is. And it could be the Rambam here is influenced by what he thinks, by his conviction. The Rambam's Lashon is very strong, what we just read. Ein Osin Melchama in Adam Ba'olam. Right? This is based on the Medrash, but this is the Rambam's Lashon. Until you are Koreh L'Shalom. So Rashi says only Melchemes Rishus. If you look in the Ramban, he's a middle Shita. The Ramban here really fundamentally holds like the Rambam. That Kriya Shalom is even by Melchemes Mitzvah. But what do you have to ask for Shalom? What do you have to ask for in the letter? So the Ramban says that's the difference between Melchemes Mitzvah and Melchemes Rishus. By a Melchemes Rishus, all you have to ask for is Mas and Avdus. Not Sheva Mitzvahs Ve'Noach, but why? Because that's not in the Psukim here. In the Psukim here is only, look in the Psukim, Mas Vavaduch. That's a word about Sheva Mitzvahs Ve'Noach. V'karasei l'shalom, hem shalom ta'ancha ufasralach, v'chulu yiluchal mas vavaducha. So the Kriya Shalom has to be by both, but it's not the same Kriya Shalom. Only by Melchemes Mitzvah, which is in Eretz Yisrael. That's where they have to also accept Sheva Mitzvahs Ve'Noach. The Ksava HaKabbalah right here says beautifully, no. Let me defend the Rambam. It does talk about Sheva Mitzvahs here. Where? There's one word. It says you have to talk out and you have to call Kriya L'Shalom. What does Shalom mean? Says the Ksava Kabbalah, V'nir Ali, Shebemila Shalom Atzmo, Nechlal Gam Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvos. The word Shalom itself includes Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Ki Shem Shalom Nigzar Min Po'al Shalem. Shalom means Shalom, complete. Shehora Aso Shlemus V'tmimus Hadavar. A complete item, a unit. Kishenimsa kulo kemosha roilios vochasim enochlum. You're not missing anything. That's what shalom is from the word shalem. Says the Ksava Kabbalah. If somebody doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos Ve'Noach, which includes belief in Hashem, murder, arayos, they're not shalem. Ein zem michlal adam. This is not a person. V'haya me ratzon abori yisbarach litzavos es b'nei Noach es Sheva Mitzvos elu. Hashem commanded these mitzvos liknos al kalponim shleimus elenav shosam. So they can achieve shleimus. And that's what it is. L'chein ba'alanu atzivi likro lem l'shalom. It is. That's an allusion to the Sheva Mitzvos. Bein shalom ha-medini v'cheres b'nei Adam. Bein shalom nafshos atzmam, which is Sheva Mitzvos b'nei Noach. That's either way, it's a machlokas we've shown him. Rambam, Rashi, and the Ramban, what is included in Kriyas Shalom, and the Ksava Kabbalah defending the Rambam. What is number one? How does the Rambam, though, read the Psukim that have a distinction regarding Harachokos Mimcha? So that's the next line. If they reject, if they're not Mashlim, so then there's a difference between Melchemes Mitzvah and Melchemes Rishus. As the Chinuch and the Rambam continue, by a Melchemes Mitzvah, so then Lo Sachaya Kol Neshama, and by a Melchemes Rishus, only the men. But either way, that is all halacha number one regarding Kriya Shalom. Halacha number two, that's included in this mitzvah. Let's do the next piece in the Sefer HaChinuch. V'chein. I'm sorry, this was number two. What happens if they're not mashlam? That difference. Aval kashelo ishlimu yishchilik b'melchemes mitzvah l'rishus. Shemelchemes mitzvah ein mechayim mehem kol neshama. Melchemes rishus manichem en atafa hanashim. Number two. Number three. Third halacha included. V'chein menichin ruach achas ba'ir matzor b'melchemes rishus sheyivrachu misham. A halacha that's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Matos. That whenever we besiege a city, we always leave one side open. We don't surround it on all four sides. That's based on the Sifri. The Alfina Zemi, the Sifri, we learned that from a pasuk at the end of Amidbar. We surrounded Midian, we fought Midian like Hashem commanded. What does that mean? By Mochemes Mitzvah, all sides. Mochemes Rishus says the Sefer Achinuch, only three sides. Why is that? Why Pashtus? To give them a chance to run away, so that we don't forcibly annihilate them. They always have the option. The Menachas Chinuch wonders about this third halacha. The Sefer Chinuch limits it to Mechemes Rishus, but not to Mechemes Mitzvah. The Rambam never makes that a distinction. The Menachas Chinuch wonders, why should you have a distinction? There's no distinction in the Sifri. There's no distinction in the Psukim. And after all, what's the source? Midian was a Mechemes Mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to attack them. So for sure it should apply to a Mechemes Mitzvah. So he just leaves the Betzorach Iyan. Why should there be a difference? Interesting that the Ramban, in his additions to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, he has this as a separate Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. Separate Mitzvah Saseh. If you look in the fifth Mitzvah Saseh that the Ramban adds on to the Rambam, Mitzvah Chamishis, Shenitztavinu Kishenotzer Alir, were commanded, Lahaniach Achas Min Aruchos Beli Matzor. Wow. Separate Mitzvah Saseh. It's one of the 248 is, says the Ramban, to leave a fourth side open. Shemir Tzulivroch Yelam Derech Lanus Misham. Right, so you have a way out. And then the Rambam quotes, the Ramban himself quotes two different reasons, interestingly. Number one, so we have Rachmanis on them. Even with our enemies, we still have Rachmanis even at that time. We don't kill them ad asof if we think that it's not going to hurt us in the future. And number two, O tikun sheniftach lohem pesach sheyivrchu v'lo yischazku likraseinu. Wow, and this is expanded upon by the Meshech Chachma, we'll see in a minute. That if I close up all four sides, then basically they don't have any hope. And when somebody doesn't have any hope, they feel their backs are to the wall, they're going to fight even harder. And that is why, says the Ramban, you always have to leave one open. So they always think they have a way out, they won't fight as hard. Amazing psychology. That's the Ramban in the mitzvahs that he has on right here in Os Hey. The other Mefarshim say, what is the Ramban doing? The Rambam agrees to that, but that's not a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam holds like this, that's Sifri. Fine, but it's not a separate mitzvah that you would count. It's a detail of milchama. It's included in this mitzvah, like the Sefer HaChinuch has it. If you look in the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Matos, he suggests that the Machlokas Rambam Ramban is what the Svara is. The Ramban, though, quotes both, so it's a little difficult to say that. But he says maybe the Ramban holds that the mitzvah is all about part number the line one that the Ramban says, and that is to teach us Rachmanis, to teach us Chemla, and that's a unique separate idea. The Rambam says no, it's just strategy that you want to give them a way out so they don't fight so hard. That's not going to be a mitzvah. That's it's a detail. Shem Yakifo Osami called Sad Umehitya Asham Bichayehem Ki Yiplu Biatzar Yam Dual Nafsham. They're going to stand up for themselves, says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Matos. Bekol Sheiris Kocham VeYuchol Asos Chayil Kasher Yadua Bekaro Seitim, like is known in history. How many times do we find that from the greatest yeush, from the worst spot that they're in, many times victory comes? He says that's the Machlokas Rambam Ramban. A little difficult because in our Ramban, he has both lines. He even has the psychological element, but maybe the emphasis is the first element. That is the Meshech Chachma. But either way, this is part number three, that we have the halachas of war. Number one, Kriyas HaShalom, the Machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, Rashi. Number two is the, if they're not mashlim, what the halach is. Number three, we have leaving a fourth side open. And fourth is the next paragraph. V'chei me'inyin hazeh mashamru gamkein, debein b'machemes rishus o'mitzvah. The Chinuch here says, by both. Even, and this is the Rambam Shita, Mutter lachalutzei tzavak, shikansu bikvalagoyim, ve'im re'evim, ve'im bi'adam seda. If somebody's in a battlefield, somebody's a soldier in war, and they're hungry, and they don't have kosher food with them, le'echol ochlin afilu ma'achalas asurim. They could even eat non-kosher, could go nevelas, treifas, chazirim, if that's what they find. Obviously, this is not talking about pikuach nefesh. If it's pikuach nefesh and somebody's going to die, they're of course allowed to do any aveira, besides the big three. Of course, eating non-kosher. The Rambam says explicitly, here it's talking about a case where it's not pikuach nefesh, but it is difficult. It is difficult, and you're in the battlefield. The Rambam writes in Perek Ches of Hilchas Malachim, Chalutzei Hatzava, Kshikansu Bikvol HaGoyim, V'yichbishu Osam, V'yeshvu Mehen, Mutur Lan Lachon Nevelos Utrefus Ubasach Hazir, Imra'ev V'lo Matza Mayochal, Elama Achalos Elu HaAsurim. If this is all you have, this is all you have, even if you're not Mesukan, says the Kesef Mishnah, V'yankavan Aso V'mishu Mesukan Machmas Ravon, Dapshita, even if you're not Chalutzei Tzava, it just means you don't find Heter here, you don't have to make yourself crazy. One can eat non-kosher in that case. The Rambam says two things, as the Chinuch says. Number one, it's even by Melchemes Rishus, Melchemes Bissa and Melchemes Rishus. And number two, it's only Mitzad HaDochek, if you don't have anything to eat. The Ramban argues on both of those elements. The Ramban is not here. The Ramban is in Va'eschanan, in Perek Vav Halacha Yud, where the Torah says, Vayeki V'yacha, Hashem Elokecha, and Hashem will bring you into this land, and He'll give you great things. Make sure not to forget Him. But on the line of, He'll give you great things, Chazal Darshan, that you allowed, that's the makar for this idea of being able to eat not kosher. But everything except the Avodah Zarah. But the Ramban says, I disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's even by Melchemes Rishus and Melchemes Mitzvah. I don't think so. Says the Ramban, it's only by Melchemes Mitzvah you have this heter. And number two, it's only where it's difficult? No! Mutter is mutter. Ve'ezah nachon. Shelo b'shul pikuach nefesh o ra'avon bilvad hutar b'shas melchama. Ela achar shekivshu. Look at some of the Tanoim. Even during the 7 years, and maybe even after the 7 years, the first 14 years that we're there, we had this heter. Says, Ela achar shekivshu ha'arim ha'gdolos. Even after you conquered the cities, the yashvu bohen hitel and shalal aveim. This is part of spoils. Spoils of conquered cities. Says the Torah, there's flexibility here. There's flexibility here in terms of eating nevelos and trefos. This is a fourth halacha regarding milchama that comes up here. And again, the chinuch ends off now by saying these mitzvahs only apply bizman sheyisrael al muslim, and we have milchama, Malchus based David, and we have Tzava, an army of David HaMelech. That's where all of these halachas apply. The messages of the mitzvahs obviously apply to always, but the halachas themselves, the mitzvahs themselves, only apply during that time period. Okay, we'll stop here by the Shem. We'll continue next time with the next mitzvah related to Melchama, the mitzvah of dealing with the Shiva Amen.